And we are live.
Hi, everybody. You already know what it is.
Do they?
I think they do. By now, you guys know, like, the
vibes. Should we remind them?
Okay. You guys, welcome back to another episode of the As If Podcast. Yeah. My name is Fikemi.
Oh, my God. I need to sneeze.
No, don't need to pause it.
I can just sneeze like a normal person.
I can sneeze first.
It's gone.
Okay. My name is Fikemi.
And my name is Lydia.
And this is the As If Podcast. We said that already, but you know how we do. Back like we never left. Even though we did, but like, let's not even watch that.
Anyway, we've seen your emails, guys.
We've seen your emails. Some of you call us out in person.
Yeah. You do that.
Do you know what? It's a process. Respect the process.
In the time we've been away, Fikemi has acquired a degree.
Have I?
You did. You graduated.
I finished. So
congratulations to our homegirl.
You're talking to Fikemi from Michigan LLB.
Per.
University of Warwick.
Per.
2-1. Just with, I used the corner of my leg to enter that 2-1.
We're proud of her. We're happy.
Period.
We're still in the, over here, we're still in the worst.
We're getting there.
She
really is 2022.
Mark it down.
Mark it in your calendar.
Okay, so the title.
The title of today's episode.
It's breakfast.
It's breakfast. And good when morning. We say breakfast, you guys, good morning, everybody. I hope you are well. We're not talking about the eggs, the bacon, the
tomatoes. No, we're not talking about
everybody loves a bit of that. But today, we're talking about the breakfast, the one that you chop, that they give to you to chop.
Money
food.
Money food is different.
That's what I'm talking about. Right, you know when they serve you breakfast, like, and for the non-Nigerian listeners, breakfast is like slang, because we do have non-Nigerian listeners.
That's
breakfast
true.
Is slang for when somebody breaks your heart, when they've broken up with you.
That's putting it quite lightly. Yeah. Heartbreak is standard. Things will break your heart in life.
Okay.
Breakfast. On the other hand, is when they serve it to you hot.
Like, you know when they distribute it.
Like,
they serve it to you specially.
Okay, like, so what brought about this topic? Obviously, summer is coming. Mm-hmm. And when one dance, when people start talking about 2016, they start talking about one dance, they start talking about that year. You know, people's behavior starts changing.
There's something about summer, it changes people.
It comes with the wind. When the season changes, everybody's at it. You just notice the niggas at men. You know, we've decided to make this a more wholesome,
family friendly,
appropriate.
Yes. PG-13.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, men starts.
Men in particular, but people generally, their attitude starts changing. Mm-hmm. Things are a bit different.
Brand new.
The conversations are shorter. The morning calls have reduced.
No more. You know, baby, have you eaten? Now
they don't care. Asking. They don't care. They don't care if you're hungry. They don't care if you're hungry.
They don't.
But yeah, that's what comes with summer. We've noticed it. It's been this process, this cycle for as long as I can remember.
And you guys know it's almost June.
Bro, so it's almost June. Look at your clock. Your watch.
So by now, some relationships will start rounding up.
Yeah, some relationships are rounding up as we speak. And homegirl, homeboy.
Everybody want to be outside.
If you are relating to this, mm-hmm. This is for you.
This is for you guys.
This is for you. So sit tight.
And listen to what we have to say.
And you know, just recognizing this pattern begs the question, are you not tired? Because me, I'm not going to lie, I'm not tired.
I have stamina normally, on a normal day.
I have energy. No, so me personally, I'm not tired. If you want to play games, I'd be class captain or head of games, sports prefect. I love to play
she
games.
Can play other games, don't worry.
That's just by the way. Mm-hmm. But I'm asking the rest of you.
Are we not tired? Are we not tired of the same old things, same old cycles repeating themselves, entering something, not sure if it's gonna last?
Okay,
or
I take
not.
It back. I'm kind of tired.
You guys, have they ever, if they've broken your heart, let us know. Send us your heartbreak.
They're not crying in our email again.
Come and cry. We'll pet you. Don't worry. Come and cry, my brother. Because it's not been easy.
Okay, I want to know about your heartbreak stories.
My heartbreak stories. Well,
I feel like obviously I've been there.
Been there, done that. Who hasn't? Come on.
No, I mean, I've been there through your heartbreak.
Oh, yeah. And I've been there for your own.
Shut up.
And your own timing. Don't. Why would you say that? No, mine, like, I've had a couple, I think. And when I say couple, I mean, like, a couple. One or two.
Then that one was when we're still in A-level.
I don't know what she's talking about.
You know, we still enter uni. They gave you, like,
I don't know what she's talking about.
In A-levels. They gave you one in AS. I wouldn't...
I don't know what she's talking
they
about.
They gave you.
Who gave me
they
what?
They gave you.
Nobody
then in
A2,
you collected. Tell us about that one. That's what I want to know
about. Okay, you guys. I think I was just, you know, like, you know when you date somebody that doesn't know how they feel? So this person did not know whether they liked me on Monday or hated me on Tuesday. And you, so you know that toxic cycle of he gives you small.
You know,
and then you collect
back.
It. Like, it's, you know, like when you're addicted to, like, drugs. That's how it is. You know when these niggas...
Girl, we said we're going to make this whole...
Sorry.
We don't know what drugs are.
But you know when they give you small and then you, like, that small makes you run mad and then they take it away. So it's like it develops that
addiction. You keep going back.
So you keep going back
yeah.
for the bare minimum. And then another one, I would say, like, it was...
But wait. I'd like to believe... This is not me justifying anybody, but, like, I like to believe we're a bit younger than...
Yeah, and just did... I feel like did not understand what love was supposed to look like. So, to
my
me,
first...
any small attention, small
yeah, it,
love,
it was like love. It was like love.
To me, that was my whole world, you know?
My first heartbreak... My baby.
Okay.
My baby.
Okay.
He didn't mean it.
He did it by mistake.
He did it by mistake. He didn't mean it.
If he knew, he wouldn't
he was, No. Shut up. No, he didn't know.
He didn't know what he was doing.
So I forgive him.
No, I hear that.
But the second one, he knew what he was doing.
He had an agenda.
That guy did not like me.
So, you know when somebody has something against you? Like, this person
didn't
thing,
like
me.
It's like I did something to him before.
He had me in mind.
Then he came back. They used me to play.
You guys. And I was there. I said first, I had the front row seats to the other.
They used me to play.
It was a mess.
It was like months of just like, I was in uni. Maybe we should like be more detailed.
Yeah,
I was in uni. I was in 200 level and he had just finished
graduated,
uni.
Think,
yeah. So he was working.
And it was a bit long distance.
It was a bit of
well.
Long distance.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're younger, you love long distance.
Something about it.
Yeah. It's either that, it's either both of you are in the same uni.
Yeah,
and I was in uni in Nigeria. He wasn't in the country. But he would come back and. I don't know what
he just
used to lie so much. I used to cry.
One day, Lydia, I was in club. I was in the club in the UK. Lydia called me crying. Anytime I went to club toilet to tell her, oh yeah, what now? What now? But you know them ones.
Bro.
So, yeah, like, I think we've, in our short lifetime, we have collected.
Do you know that, like, I don't say experience so much.
Mm.
Why did you eye me? He cannot see that you're eyeing me, but she's eyeing me. I don't want to say so much,
but enough.
I feel like enough. Plenty. And when I think that, like, I've sort of seen it all.
Mm.
Yeah, because, like, you start recognizing
the patterns.
So when, like, yeah, like, you only how many heartbreaks do you really want to experience?
And there's like a lot
there's
of
always
them, like,
a pattern.
Not always, but most of the time there's a pattern.
The
same pattern.
And I'm at like 22 now. I thought till recently, I thought I had seen it.
No, you've seen all the brands, like all the types, all the species.
But like God was like, "Sit, I'm gonna show you. You're just 22.
You're just 22. You guys, you know, there's a few more we might collect in our lifetime.
I can't believe it.
I can't even think that far. I'm so sorry. Like we're so young and we think that we know everything, but we don't know anything. Anyways,
we don't.
Well.
Who doesn't know anything? I know one or two.
And they said that heartbreak evolves as we grow older.
Like,
what
would be more
different,
painful?
Yeah, a different
like
type.
How?
They can give you different type. Don't worry, there's difference.
Well, anyway, we'll be here to report.
We'll let you guys know.
But 2021 was like a good year for me.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
2021 is a good year for me.
Love wise, it was horrible for me, but yeah, go on.
I was doing the. But not even purposely. Maybe purposely.
Maybe on purpose.
I want to admit something for the first time ever on this channel, on this podcast.
Yes.
Is that maybe because 2022 was such a terrible year emotionally. 2020 was such a tough year for me emotionally. I think, like, the people that did what they did to me, they birthed, like, a monster. So 2021 I came
Lydia did her own.
I came with like my bed was hot. There's nothing. I was just the one to give me back then. I was just dodging. Like I was on top. Like city girls were up.
City girls were up 1,000 points. Don't you
like,
worry about it.
Lydia like, got you. City, I got you. Like oh, I was making sure, like keeping the scores even, mm-hmm. one up. Like
say
I was,
you're gonna pay for what that nigga did.
Reparations.
Payback time.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm the captain. Bro, but yeah, that was 2021. Then I just entered 2022 optimistic, hopeful. They just they've been giving give them
back.
No. I'm like, word, like word? This how y'all gonna be?
Y'all gonna play me like this?
Okay, no problem. But
I think all that time we've kind of learned the different types of men. Like you can definitely categorize these men and the types of heartbreak that they will give you into different sections. Mm. And there's the ones that literally, like she said for her first one, the second one, they set out to break your heart. Mm-hmm. Like they're coming for you. They have you in mind and they know what they're gonna do and it's not gonna be nice.
And then on the other hand, they're just like the confused ones. Mm. So like Fikemi said, the ones that, you know, from the jump, they had no good intention.
Mm.
Like they never planned. Marriage is even a stretch. When I say good intention, I mean like just treating you well, yeah. and ensuring that you're reassured and your feelings are validated on a daily basis, or you know, as often as they can. And can we stop chasing the mosquito?
Why you guys? It's hard as doing it, but no problem.
Focus.
No problem. We didn't know.
Yeah. If you didn't know. So yeah, but like yeah, the those ones.
That, like, you know the ones that like they don't know what they want, and they're just going with the flow, what they feel in the moment.
And that's like most men, to be honest. Like men.
Very few men are intense. Yeah,
very few men are intense. This is what you have to understand.
The ones
that are demons that like are actually set out to destroy, they're very few.
Mm.
But however, why there's so many heartbreak stories caused by men is because we have noticed something. Yes, we have taken time to analyze on behalf of all the women out there.
All the girlies.
The city girls, the baddies out there, we've taken the time. That's what we've been doing, no?
That's why this took so long.
We're not playing.
Qualitative and quantitative research.
That's
what we've been doing. Lydia, and you know, she's always calling me out for swearing, but what did she just do? Exactly.
I sweared. This is what always happens. We'll laugh on this podcast. We'll not forget what we're supposed to be doing here. But yeah, we did research, we took time out, and we have not noticed a pattern with these men. So why is it that men, especially again for people listening outside of Lagos, Nigeria, or non-Nigerians listening, because you know we're speaking based off experience from our culture, our society,
and the men we come across,
and you know, that's just
a lot of the time they don't mean to do it, but they're just acting off of what they feel in the moment. And maybe when they told you they loved you, they might have meant it, but tomorrow they don't mean it anymore.
That is what we've noticed. If he told you he loved you yesterday,
and he switched up on you
today,
it's not that he didn't love you per se. It's just that that's not what he feels anymore. He doesn't know what he feels.
That's what I want to point out. So, again, trust me to blame capitalism and socialization for everything. But you need to sit down and I believe that everything, like, there's a pattern in everything.
Yeah, word.
And obviously, there's so many patterns in men. And we've, you know, in the past, we've spoken about how, you know, men are brought up differently. They're raised very differently, and you know,
no, you're on the right path.
Did you see how I was? I was saying something. I mean, the word just left my head.
Consequentially.
Yeah. No matter the circumstances. But yeah, as a result of how they're brought up, and you know how they were raised and what they've seen growing up, it obviously not only affects like major roles, like husband and father and boss at work or employee. It affects the smaller roles, such as boyfriend, such as
what was that?
Beyonce, all those things.
That's even a bit. What was that? What's that other thing that they do? Me, I don't do it, but that thing that people do, they're just bodies that have
F bodies.
Okay, F-bodies. That one too. Cause like, you know, in a certain, again, roles are different. The role a husband would play to your wife is not the role your F body would play to you, yeah. Or someone you're having a fling would play to you. Mm-hmm. But you just realize you expect some things, mutual respect, and empathy. And they still fail at these little roles, yeah, that they are given. And you're also asking why? Why is it so hard? So in this junction, mm-hmm, we want to identify the patterns. That's what we want to do.
And for me, I think that Nigerian men especially, but men all over the world are definitely
raised. Well, I don't know about you. I don't know what you be doing.
You don't know what I be doing.
I don't know what you be doing. But I haven't had a lot of experience with non-Nigerian. Why are you doing that face? Mm. What's the experience I've had within?
You're not. I didn't say anything. Anyway, she was saying we've not had a lot of experience with non-Nigerian.
I spoke for myself.
Okay, me too. I don't really dabble with the whites. But
that was like, what? You're too big.
I'm too big.
That's very racially, there's a racial undertone to that statement that was made.
Don't mind me. But yeah, we've just noticed that Nigerian men lack accountability. They are raised without like being accountable, and they're also taught that the world belongs to them and they can take anything.
Okay, the word I like to use is selfish.
Yeah.
And again, I don't mean, this is not a girls hate boys conversation. Yeah, we're not trying to call them out.
This is normal gist.
We're just gisting.
We're not mad. But yeah, we've just kind of noticed that men, like, they kind of lack this level of accountability. And one thing about it, they're always going to choose themselves
in every situation
how they feel, mm-hmm, and that's how they're going to move. Like, if it's not serving them,
so another thing that I've noticed is that we all we're so desensitized to cheating. Desensitized to so many things in this country: corruption, violence. What's the word I want to use for treating women a certain way? There's some things desensitized to normally. But cheating is another one. And I always used to ask myself, so if you know you want to lead this double life, you want to have, you know, you still want to be on street, why did you get married? Why did you sell that? Why did you do XYZ?
And that's that lack of accountability. Nobody ever taught them to hold, like, nobody ever held them accountable when they were growing up.
And they have seen
that there's no punishment.
What are you going to beat them?
What are you going to do? You need them. They don't need you.
That was a gem.
But you guys deep it. Like, there's no punishment for men. Because we're so desensitized to the cheating thing that we've taught them that it's acceptable.
It's acceptable. They will get away with it. And not only will they get... And they, like, look at all the advantages. So they can get married. They can have the stability of having a family. Mm. They can have the companionship of having a wife.
Yep.
And they can still have the excitement and the thrill
of having a little baddie that shakes ass on Instagram.
Don't say that again.
It's me. I'm the baddie.
She's joking. Do you know that guy? I still have a cold because I was sick before.
That's why we're recovering.
So guys, if you're listening to this, pity us a little bit. I'm still recovering. But that's just so crazy to think about. It's like, we're laughing about it, but ain't shit funny.
It's not funny. And it's such a stark difference to how women are raised.
Oh my God. That was what I was going to say next, twin. Like, women are raised, not only intentionally raised, but growing up. I did not have a woman around me that was not accountable, intentional, and just so
focused. Knew what they wanted and went for it. Like,
they were so obviously... you know, as homemakers, mm-hmm, they're cringing completely because I'm not one to put women in boxes
or anything.
I'm not trying to do that, but I'm saying what I had seen growing up,
yeah,
and what has affected how I see it still affecting me. I'm trying to unlearn things, but like, it still has affected the way that I see life. Because okay, before I can make a decision, mm-hmm, in my life, I think so far ahead.
Yep.
Because that's what I've seen.
Mm-hmm. You need to plan for... That's what I've seen.
As a woman, obviously, there's so much pressure on women about things that there's generally not as much pressure on women. Like, so marriage, relationship stability, you know,
I think we have to be like a different level of responsible.
Yes, we do.
A different type of responsible, because we're taught that there's going to be so many people like relying on us for certain things, like especially emotional as well. So like we women are not like raised to like, you can cheat on men, as long as you come back home, it doesn't matter what you do outside. How many women do you know with other husbands and families?
And do you think that
do that?
Where do you want to do that? Your husband's house. But on a serious note, it's like, you know how women are not naturally anything and men are not naturally anything. It's the way it's socialization, full stop. Like, as long as it's not biological or scientifically explainable, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Women don't like this as much as men.
Yeah, because
don't do that. We do. You think your wifey is not bored?
You think
she doesn't want to shake ass in DNA too?
Thank you. She doesn't want us to be part.
She doesn't want us to be part in
DNA at 4 a.m. Hello.
You're getting two in there.
It's too personal.
It's getting a bit too personal. But like,
do you think she doesn't want that too?
Oh, do you think? Or everybody? Well, you know, maybe not that exactly. But do you think she doesn't get bored, or like everybody gets bored? Everybody thinks, what if, or you know
the grass is green on the other side.
Everybody at some point thinks about what the grass is like on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just this barricade, a mental barricade, that only allows you to dream and only allows you to think what if, but not because of accountability. Yep. That is it. We're just not naturally, rather. Yeah. We're just taught to be, you know, not selfish.
Yeah, because we're not taught to like think of only ourselves and think of only what we're feeling in that moment.
And I think that's like
men just don't have that barricade. Men just go for it fully. And I think women as well, there's in some areas of our lives, there's a lot to learn from that. Choosing yourself.
I never thought I'd say this, but you know, over time I have picked up things from men. I have learned from men.
Yeah.
And
one thing about it, they're gonna choose themselves.
One thing about men is that they will choose themselves. Mm-hmm. They will prioritize their own happiness. And As chaotic as it seems, look at how they're living.
Bro, happy. Living their best lives. Happy. And you women are home crying and men are out there living their best lives.
And even if you're not crying per se.
You're waiting for him to come back home. It's 4 a.m. He hasn't texted you back for 2 hours.
Okay, so I'm not a wife. Get me? Is there something you want to share with us?
I want to talk about it.
Is there something you want to share?
I want to talk about it.
I don't want to go there. But, you know, there's something... I'm not a wife, like I was saying. I'm not a... We're giving very extreme examples. Yeah, I want to point that out. We're talking about, you know, the cases where women are deeply unhappy in their marriages. Obviously, none of us can relate. Yeah, none of us can relate. We're not there. But what I can tell you is that in many relationships, I've realized something. When they end and I'm reflecting, obviously, they're the good times, the little shopping sprees here and the trips. But something, a prevailing feeling that I've always had is, you know, time wasted. And what was I spending
and
that
you're like,
time?
I was waiting for something to change, waiting for something
that's,
to happen.
That's it.
But how long are you going to sit down and wait while he chooses his own happiness constantly?
So, in a relationship, right, there are times the guy just... I've not every star sign. I used to blame it on star signs before. I used to blame it on occupation. Mm-mm. I used to blame it on age range. Mm-mm. But I've noticed a pattern in every age range, in every occupation, in every
star sign.
In every star sign, there's something that they have in common. There's this unpredictable nature.
Yes, you don't know
unpredictable
what
nature
you don't know what version of them you're
going
to get.
You don't know what version of them you're going to get.
Like,
and we've explained where that switch up is coming from. It's there, you know. They're just that gingered spirit they have to just wake up and choose Aisha today and Folake tomorrow, like wherever. And guess what? When no babe is making them happy, they look for what else is making them happy. Yes. So is it habits or is it work?
Work or whatever.
They go wherever makes them happy. Wherever is giving them peace. And that's a very delusional way to think. I'll tell you that. Crazy. But I have noted it down in my diary and I said it there.
Choose me
and choose what makes me happy. It might be selfish, it might be
self-centered, but like,
but guess
that is,
what
it works,
it's working for them. Another thing I want to point out before they say Lydia gave me advice that I should choose me and go
and now I'm alone
I'm alone
and single.
It's not sustainable.
It's not.
Because these men were the same ones that will end up in very unhappy marriages. Their wife will leave them when they're 50. Like,
again, a very extreme example.
But, like, other things, like, you see that men are, like, living... They're a bit older after, like, you've dated them and they're living unfulfilled lives. And you're like, why?
And it also boils down... Why am I stammering a bit?
Don't worry.
Am I cold? Maybe the season, don't worry.
But, yeah, like, it's just... We just said, like, it's not sustainable. Like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, chasing that high of, okay, what's making me happy yeah. and not thinking about other people's feelings mm-hmm. is not going to get you yeah. that far. But, yeah, like...
Also boils down to what kind of person you are, to be honest, mm-hmm. what you want long-term. But picking yourself is just something I've taken away from men, and I admire them for it. It takes courage, it takes strength to pick yourself forward. I'm coming with that energy. Yeah. I'm a pick myself, I'm a do what makes me happy.
But yeah, so like, okay, so now we've told you like the problem, like what is the solution to this when you're in a situation with a man and he's picking himself
or a woman.
We babes be doing it, not me though, but y'all
y'all be easy, not me though.
But like when you're in a situation where somebody's picking themselves and you are the one that is
in
left,
the receiving end,
yeah, the receiving end of it, and you're the one that's left waiting for change, waiting for something different to happen. You don't want to chop breakfast. Like, what is the solution? First of all, one thing about it, we're not relationship experts.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Me, I personally don't know. How many boyfriends have I had?
How many boyfriends?
None.
Men? Me? No. So, we're not relationship experts. I'm not trying to tell you what to do with your life.
I don't think there's any...
Any, like, solution.
But you know the thing about it? If scientists were really serious, they will sit down in that lab
and they will come up with something. They'll come up with something for that heartbreak.
Because, see, if there was a remedy, if there was a medication you could take... For that pain you feel in your chest, that tightness you feel in your chest, I will enter relationships more wholeheartedly.
I'll enter them and I'll let myself fall, because I know medicine, I'm good. But unfortunately, scientists mostly is a male dominated field, so they're refusing because they know they're the ones doing the heartbreaking, so they're refusing to give us medication.
Yes.
So
male dominated industry. See what they're doing. They don't want us to survive. But yeah. But something I follow. So in business, you learn about
Maslow's
hierarchy of needs. And I think the top is self-actualization.
Mm-hmm. And there's a few things like your basic needs. Mm-hmm. And your life improves, you increase.
Exactly.
So you get to the level of self-actualization.
And as a point, I started like applying that to like all areas of my life, not mm-hmm. only with like work. And I realized that like striving for like self-actualization, yeah. waking up every day
with a purpose,
with doing things that are purpose-filled, mm-hmm. and you know, with just like the intent of bettering yourself, keeping yourself motivated,
yeah, and keeping yourself moving constantly. That's the key word. And we don't mean like overexert yourself, but always have something.
You're a human being.
You know that.
Have a driving force.
Yes,
a driving force, something that's motivating. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So as long as like you have these goals that you've set up for yourself and you're doing these things, it could be the littlest things. Because me that I'm talking, I have no major accomplishments in life. Sorry. Hey, I don't know why I came for myself. I'm joking. I have some accomplishments.
No, you do.
I think I have some accomplishments. Well, I don't know why I would say that about myself. Oh my God.
You guys.
I'm sorry. To myself. But...
It doesn't have to be anything super major. It doesn't have to be a job, it doesn't have to be anything like that.
It's like getting through the day and setting out these little goals that have like a part of your long-term plan. You know, these things.
Just these things that like, you know, that are getting you out of bed in the morning when other things fail, like relationships.
Like that money in your life.
When that money in your life fails you, you have another reason to get out of bed.
We
passed that level where we're centering relationships.
Centering relationships around like our lives.
It's not foolproof. It's not sustainable.
It's something some of us, especially us with daddy issues. Woof, that was my. She went there. That was calling all of us out, dragging us. But like you know, it's very easy to fall back.
And to have that safety of somebody wanting you. Like obviously, it's the
not
best.
Not you going there, girl.
Trust me, I know.
But yeah, like we empathize with you. We understand. Yeah,
we feel you. Trust us. But at the end of the day, that can be what gets you out of bed in the morning. Your relationship
and
cannot be the only reason.
It's so easy to face happiness.
Trust me. Because it's what makes you feel happy and it makes you feel safe. So, of course, you're going to want that to be the center of things. But when you do have something else to fall back on, you have friendships
that are important. I want to also point out things that you are in control of.
Yes.
You can't own, control, a human being, no, talk less of a man. You know, they're only partly human.
In fact, you can't even change those ones, so don't even worry about that.
But you can better your life and strive to be a better person, mm-hmm.
To improve, like in your friendships, for example, be intentional about those. You can control the decisions that you make about your life, your career, so other things like
that. My advice, our advice, as the solution, the solution to your
solution, quote unquote,
solution, quote unquote, mm-hmm. is to, you know, to try these other methods and to try find happiness in other areas places of your life,
so that truly when they do, because they will,
if you didn't know before,
we're telling you now, they will serve you breakfast. When they serve you the breakfast, it doesn't feel like your entire world is ending. Yeah. It might feel like that sometimes, which is like normal of heartbreak.
Not be tight, you're just to be tight.
You know, when you can be in the shower, your chest just squeezed. Do you understand? Oh. But at the end of the day, you have other things to lean on. You have friendships to lean on. Mm-hmm. You have goals to lean on. You
and
have
short-term God, and goals. God. See how we're mentioning God last.
And you have your faith to lean on. Most importantly. Last but never least, you have your faith to lean on. Whatever. Being intentional about those things.
Be intentional about those things.
Growing those other areas of your life. So that there is substance to your life. And it's just not like that's the only thing that you have going for you.
Yeah.
So like at the end of the day, it doesn't feel like somebody else has the upper hand over you, because mm-hmm. you have other things to fall back on mm-hmm. in your life. Like at the end of the day, and okay, the important thing is just choose yourself first as well, because men are going to choose themselves first,
women too will choose
and women
themselves
too
first.
Will choose themselves first. So you need to, if you're in a relationship and somebody else is choosing their happiness, you know, choosing what makes them feel good in the moment, you need to do it too.
And you can always tell.
Yeah, there are signs.
You can always tell when you're in a bad place or when you're a place you're not meant to be in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get anxious a bit more frequently. Like, first, you don't be, you know, at a certain age, you should know what your triggers are. Mm. You should know situations to avoid. Sometimes when I complain about my relationship issues to the homegirls, they are a bit maybe sometimes unmoved, or like they don't understand where I'm coming from. And then I had to realize that, okay, because of where I'm coming from, the past experiences I've had and my upbringing, things that may trigger me, put me in a bad place,
will not trigger
the next person. So like before you
know that everybody is different.
You know, when growing up, there was a certain time, like your parents would tell you, you're too young to date, you're too young to have love and to have proper love.
Yeah.
And I understand that now, because you should know yourself. You should know so many things about yourself.
You're still growing up. And so you can navigate. You should still be learning as well. But
it's a never-ending journey. But you should have, like, there's a cutoff mark before you. My advice.
And don't ever try to conform of, okay, I should put up with this because other people put up with it.
My sister.
If he's making you feel a type of way, there's nothing you can do to erase.
I hate how we're saying, where's my sister, see if he's only girls. I'm sorry, but just because, like, this
is because we're girls.
Yeah, it's easier. It's like, this is.
But also, it's also for men as well. My brother, my people, my gender neutral people. Just know that it is like, if there's something you don't like about your relationship that is triggering you, and that's
what
how
are
you
waiting
feel,
for?
That's how you feel. Don't ever try to dismiss your own feelings, because everybody else is doing it too. Mm. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about yourself.
Because really, truly, your happiness should be non-negotiable.
Yeah, that's what are you. What nobody are you should ever make you feel. Constantly feel like you're not happy in your relationship, baby. That's not a relationship.
Why are you attacking me?
It's her sub her.
Why are you attacking me?
No, but I'm attacking everybody, me included. Like, don't ever let anybody feel like make you feel unhappy.
So a few signs that you're not in the right place, you know, you're constantly getting triggered. You don't even know where it's coming from.
You know what's coming from.
And then there's this feeling. I'm spiritual, so I think everything is a sign from God. And okay, you might have a history of self-sabotaging or being generally destructive. So it's hard to distinguish between
which one is you and which one is
what's in your head and what's just not flying.
Yeah. What you shouldn't put up with.
But again, I pray everybody has a sense of, you know, guidance and everybody has like
sense of self as
Like, and these are not, we're not telling you that, oh, you feel unhappy today, carry your bags and start walking.
If it's a constant feeling is what we're saying. And if you're always feeling like on edge when like you are away from the person, you're not sure,
here's the thing. Here's the thing, being around him or her or they, if you're around him or her or they, what else am I missing anymore?
No, him, her, them.
Or them. I said they.
Grammar.
Ghost. And you feel good, it's normal. if they make you happy, make you smile, and you feel safe and comforted. But once you leave, your heart is not necessarily all about cheating. No, we're not always talking about cheating here. Your heart is just beating fast. Like, you're always on edge. You don't know what to expect. You don't know. You don't know what's unpredictable nature. Whether it's a man or a woman that has that, and you're just like,
See, if you have to constantly text him in the morning, please, can we have a good day today?
You're not sure what you're going to get.
You're not sure what version of him you're going to get.
And you don't know if you should call in the morning because you don't know what the attitude is going to be like, or in the afternoon, or in the...
Because you don't know if he's going to switch up on you when he comes back. You can't live that way,
honey.
It's not flying. It's not going to fly.
You can't live that way. That is like one of like the most obvious signs that like you're not... We're not talking about early stages or just getting this is to like
you are comfortable in the relationship and this is still what it feels like, then that's definitely a problem. And it feels like you have to constantly
wait it out. Yeah. Wait, and it feels like you have to wait it out. It feels like, okay, because you're just waiting for one tiny change.
Yeah, you're waiting for, okay, this is happening now, but maybe in the future it's going to change soon. So I just need him to change this little thing about himself and we're going to be perfect. But you're wasting.
You spend the day, your days waiting, trying to talk it out, or hoping like there'll be one eureka moment where he realizes
hoping that you're gonna drum it into his skull.
And babes, honey, sir.
How long? Because you know you waste with 10 years.
In the meantime, even if it's 1 month you spend waiting or a week you spend waiting, I don't think your happiness non-negotiable.
Exactly. What are you waiting for?
Okay, let's say you're not waiting or you want to wait. Okay, because some people have invested a lot in relationships. Mm-hmm. It's hard to work out.
Walk out. It's hard to work out.
And, 100%. Okay, you want to wait. I hope as you're waiting, you're not unhappy.
I hope as you're waiting intentionally.
You're waiting like...
I hope as you're waiting, you're sorting out your issues and all you need is
you're
time.
You're carrying on with your life. And I hope you've given a time frame because you cannot wait forever.
You can't wait forever because guess what? If the situation was flipped and if the other person is the one that's waiting, they probably would not wait that long because what they're going to do is prioritize their own happiness and they're not going to sit down there and keep waiting for you to change. That's just not what's going to happen. And if it feels like you constantly have to just beg them to like you or you have to beg for that feeling of comfort and reassurance.
Pikemi doesn't want to let this begging thing go.
My baby.
She doesn't want to let this begging thing go.
Don't beg nobody to like you.
But I have been in a situation like that and it's crazy, right?
It's crazy. Like, you're like, me?
Girl! You're like, me? You know that meme? I don't even run when I'm late. Imagine me running after you.
Like, Hello. Me?
And it's so... And, you know, another thing I want to say is that it's not the most insecure, low self-esteem people that do these things.
Yeah, it's not. It's
even the most confident of people still chop. They still collect. They still wait around. They're still hopeful. They still do... This can happen to anybody.
And it does. No matter what age, what gender... Whoever you are, as
so this is
down.
For you that hasn't recognized this pattern yet. If you're yet to see it, it is a pattern, and I'm blessed to have such enlightened women around me.
E.g. Fikemi.
That can have really open, honest conversations. Because when you talk to the homegirls, you talk to the homeboys, and then you're saying, "Oh, word, it's you too." what did you say?
The home days. No, I'm dead ass. Like the homeboys,
the homies, full stop.
The homies.
When you talk to them and you know, people are just saying, yeah, be like that. Like, it's a pattern. It's a pattern. And one thing we do to patterns, we identify them, we accept them, and we learn from them. That's what we do to patterns. We healthy over here. We healthy. That's what we do.
At least we're trying to be anyway.
Forget me. They said that your data's expired.
No.
Big girl, you don't have data.
They didn't mean it.
Big girl, glow is stop, texting they don't, you.
I hate poverty.
I hate poverty.
You stink of poverty. But yeah, you guys, we're just trying to say, like, if...
Cause summer is coming, or open your... Shine your
as
eyes.
As they want to make you chop breakfast, make sure that you have something else to fall back on. Make sure you're recognizing these signs. And you know that, okay, even last, I will cry, I will scream, I'm going to be okay.
But do you know what's so disheartening? Is that, like, when you think about love, it would be, like, it would be nice to fall wholeheartedly. There's something I read from... Was it the Fault in Our Stars? It wasn't Looking for Alaska. So John Green said, Hazel Grace said, was it Augustus? I said somebody in the book said
it was actually
I don't know. Go on.
Someone said was it
somebody?
It was somebody. I don't remember who, but someone in the book said, John Green said, I fell in love like you fall asleep, slowly, then all at once.
You guys, isn't that so beautiful?
Isn't that so beautiful?
Like, I know, and like, I know, I also read All About Love by Bell Hooks, and she just talks about how love is such a wholehearted thing. Like, there's something very pure, and the Bible itself. My problem is, people are not biblical.
Yeah, they don't fear God. Because if you follow God, you'll not be doing a lot of these things.
If you look at that First Chronicles definition of love, love is patience.
What is patience about the way?
Love is not self-serving. Love is not boastful. People are boasting.
There's nothing kind about the way I've been treated.
There's nothing kind about choppy breakfast.
But
yeah, it would just be so nice to be able to just feel 100% safe to just fall for somebody. Let's all you. Who wants their guards up?
Nobody does this. Do you think I like? Oh, you be telling me. Oh, you reply once a day. You don't reply as often. You're not interested. No, I'm too interested. I have to protect myself.
And you too. You don't want to seem too interested. So you're protecting yourself.
And well,
we're playing games.
Who is the bigger bastard?
Who cares? Who cares less? Just trying to play that game of like, and nobody wants to be vulnerable, nobody wants to fall first because nobody wants to get their heart broken.
When your homegirl pops up and is telling you about this new guy she's talking to, and you know, she's saying all these good things, but there's a frown on her face. She's sad, she's scared.
Because you know one thing about it, once you start boasting about a guy to babes, they hear
that's
it.
Like that's the activation button.
It switches them on. They're sorry, like, maybe some girls too. This could work both ways.
They're like, but oh, she's talking so about me, she's happy about me. Like, I'm gonna show her.
You will now see the real me.
I'm gonna show her.
But it would be really nice to just
capitalism. They sold us all these movies. I was how Cinderella old I was from watching. Young. I was watching Cinderella. They came to save her. And then they lived happily ever after. I'm waiting
for who will save me in this trenches. I did trenches. Who will save me? Take me out of the streets.
I don't want to be here no more.
I want to be here no more. But yeah, come get me.
I'm scared.
Can't get me there.
But it would be nice, but unfortunately, that's not the reality we live in.
Life, baby. Especially not in these Lagos. I don't know about where y'all are from.
But I don't know where y'all are at, but it's not like that over here. It's sad.
Yeah, and it's real life. And
praying for everyone, though. Yeah, I pray
that you guys get that love. That one that you're looking for. Let your guards down and just fall for the person. Love without fear, without worries.
You know, without second guessing, without comfortable, safe love, manifesting that.
But the thing is, you know, we can't control people. We can't control their actions.
We can only protect ourselves.
We can't own them. So we can only do what we can do.
So this is for you.
We're trying to help you, you know, mitigate the damage.
You know, they say summer starter pack.
This is your summer starter pack. Your breakfast summer starter pack.
So just have this in... Just have this in the back of your head. No, because we don't want to see anybody cry. It's not fun when you open your TL and everybody's like...
And you guys will not post all those quotes.
Do you know my favorite quotes I usually see on Twitter? But I've never understood it until it happened to me. They used to tweet, stop disturbing people you're not ready for.
Do you know something? Can I tell you something?
Tell me
what
the
Bible says.
Tell me.
The Bible says, do not awaken love until it's ready.
Bo.
You know, he knows why
he was onto something.
He knew why he was talking about it. Now people are crying. That was said, you're awakening the love, you've awakened it, now you're crying.
Come on. Yeah, that was directed.
But you guys, you will chop breakfast and then the whole summer you'll be posting quotes I'm on streets.
Back to the streets
like da.
The headers is on our streets.
That's what I was trying to say. You guys.
I don't know why we're laughing. There's something funny. But when I used to read that quote, I'm like, people are making this up. You mean that somebody would leave his or her, their house, come to your house to come and disturb you, but they don't have any plans.
Any intentions for you?
I witnessed it firsthand.
You know when somebody just freestyling you.
That's it right there, girl.
They don't have nothing in mind.
They don't. It's just like,
just take it day by day.
Okay, guess what, baby? I love you today.
Yeah. Tomorrow, I'm not picking your calls.
And that's about that. Whatever you want to do, do it. But I've done my own, and it's crazy, but. You know, I take it as, and another thing, this closure that everybody is screaming about. I know you as a normal person,
you as a normal person, you want to give somebody, you want somebody to give you closure.
Of course.
If they're acting crazy, it's only normal that they come and explain them. An explanation, it would help you move on, Shay. But you have to realize they don't owe you that. It's crazy. I'd like to live in a world where people just were just decent to other people, even if they didn't feel like it. Unfortunately,
you can't control anybody.
No,
you can only control what you do.
And rubbish, unhappiness, instability, insecurity, lack of closure enough. Pack your things and flee.
He has already told you just enough with his actions. He has told you exactly what he feels, exactly what it's hard. You guys, don't go you in the name of closure, you go and chop lunch too. Don't do that.
He gave me said lunch.
Don't do that.
In the name of closure, for real.
So you guys, we're just trying to like give you small tips that we know we've learned to help you mitigate that damage.
Because that's what life is about.
Inevitably chop breakfast. So yeah, that's really it. We wish we had these solutions.
We don't.
And we're still learning, us too.
You know, we've been talking here for how many minutes, and I don't think we've said any one like tangible thing.
Sorry
if you were expecting advice. Sorry.
We thought we would tell you, okay, we know, and we found out we have.
And the secret to living.
But we know what can help when it does happen.
Yeah.
And how to make it feel a little less.
Oh no, because you will chop.
No, you will.
That one is inevitable. You
chop, I will chop, we will all chop.
National moi moi.
Mm-hmm.
Normal. But
breakfast now, national cake. No, you don't touch everybody. Don't worry.
Well, I've taken my own.
And you don't touch my guy.
Chris. You know, I already mentioned it by myself. There was no reason. You didn't have to.
You don't touch my guy.
I'm in bed, I'm shaking. My eyes are red. No, I'm joking. I'm cool.
But yeah, you guys, so it will happen to everybody. It happens to all of us. There's no shame behind it. It's not
your fault. Don't let that stop you from no. And another thing, men, this is for you. Y'all are just not used to discomfort. Mm-hmm. You're not used to your grounds shaking. Mm-hmm. So when you've been heartbroken once or twice, you're never trying to get back out there. And even if you get back out there, you're still hanging on to
your walls are up.
Even more guarded than the average person should be. Don't let past trauma or bad experiences
define how you explore love in the future. Don't let that happen, you guys. Be adults.
Yes.
Move on and then start again afresh and meet. Be like when I
can.
Say
you take your advice? Excuse me, ma'am.
Who?
You?
Me?
Yes, you.
No.
The advice is for you guys.
That's for
me.
As for me and my household, we will continue to keep our guard up.
We will continue. I ain't loving nobody.
I don't know about y'all.
I told you guys.
But
for you. We believe in you guys. We want to see the wedding invitations.
Period.
We want that happily ever after.
We want to see you guys posting your niggas. Yes.
Yes. 2022.
We posted our niggas.
Yeah. Duh. And do you know why we're doing it?
Mm.
If you really want to say something, come and say it to me.
Say to me. Don't
message
talk to
me.
Us.
No, message me after I post him.
Let's come on. Let's share it. Hello.
Or if you're a friend.
Don't let these men get away with it. You post their watch. You post their elbow and their shoulder. And then you wouldn't know. You don't know that's your besties. Say, man. You guys, don't let it happen. No more. Post your nigga.
Post him. Post whatever him. Wants to happen after that should happen.
Don't worry.
Let's all just know. Clarity. Right. Let everybody just know what's up.
But you guys, thank you for listening to another episode of
It was so great having you guys.
Well, I know we're so rowdy on this podcast.
Yeah, we actually make so much noise.
So rowdy, but
feel free to leave comments. We want to know what you guys think.
Yeah, tell them. Email us. You guys have our email.
We have our Instagrams as well.
And Twitter.
And you can comment on the post. Let us know.
So yeah, just let us know, when somebody gave breakfast to chop and it was hot.
And we'll discuss it. And feedback from this episode would be really important for our next episode.
Yes, please.
We will be reviewing them.
Thank you, guys. We love you.
Till next time.
Bye.